Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Safeguard Your Soul Radio. Todd Tomasella here, and got Frank Telford in the studio. Hello, Frank. How are you, brother?
Good morning, Todd. Just blessed here in rainy Virginia Beach today. Looking forward to speaking with you and sharing a little revelation we were talking about earlier this week.
Absolutely, brother. We've got a 15-minute program. This one is going to be quick. Ladies and gentlemen, listen quickly because this one's probably going to fly by. We've got current events happening in the United States of prophetic manifestation, actually, because Jesus foretold what we see happening right now. You know, the Bible is the news before the news, as some would call it, because God knows the end from the beginning, and he foretold it and foretells it, Isaiah chapter 46, verse 9 and 10. We're going to get right into this, Brother Frank. You know, when his disciples asked Jesus what would be the sign of his coming, he first said that to take heed that no man deceive you. That was the first sentence in his answer to his disciples, and that would include us today, his disciples, that we be not deceived, amen? And then he spoke about false Christ that would come and deceive many. This is all Matthew 24, beginning in the first verse. Then in verse 6, Brother Frank, he speaks of wars and rumors of wars. He says, see that ye be not troubled. That's a big statement for us today. Do not be troubled. Then in verse 7, notice, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. Now notice, traditionally in prophetic teaching in the professing body of Christ, we've always, if I'm not mistaken, Brother Frank, viewed this nation shall rise against nation as a China, Russia, the USA, the superpowers coming into a third world war. But the word nation here, saints, is the Greek word ethnos. Notice, nation or ethnic group, ethnos, shall rise against nation. And Brother Frank, that's what we see happening today, would you say?
Oh, absolutely. And I think when you peel back the layers, you have to understand the spiritual realm is driving the physical realm. These prophetic things that are occurring now are things that we're supposed to be watching out for, looking for, and I'm glad you pointed out, he said, but be not troubled. And why would he say be not troubled? It's because during these times, we have to keep ourselves in the mind frame, using the mind of Christ, walking in the Spirit, being risen above it, literally be, you know, seated in heavenly places, viewing this from the prophetic significance of what's going to occur and what's happening. And right now, you couldn't make a more significant statement than to say ethnic group has risen against ethnic group. We see that everywhere around the world right now, specifically in the United States. And this is caused by demonic division. It's not godly. It's definitely from when we wrestle not against flesh and blood. These are from spiritual forces of darkness. And now,
yeah, and to chime understand- in there, brother. Oh, hey, Brother Frank, you there? Oh, sorry, but let me throw this in there right at that point.
Sure.
Satan has human agents, one being one of the most prominent. Some of you are familiar with a diabolical animal named George Soros, okay? This is one of the top Satanists on the planet. And to Frank's point, and I'm going to let you run with that, Frank, George Soros, who's given over to the devil, said this, quote, here he is. I didn't say it. I'm just reading it, folks. Listen, to underscore what Brother Frank is saying, Soros said this, quote, I'm going to bring down the United States by funding black hate groups. We'll put them into a mental trap and make them blame white people. The black community is the easiest to manipulate, unquote. George Soros, 2014. Brother Frank, go ahead.
Wow, so you can hear Satan speaking right through him.
Yes.
Fulfilling the prophetic verses that Jesus said to look out, ethnic group rise against ethnic group. So when we when we discussed having a conversation earlier this week, it had to do with what should our response be as Christians and from the church, because it's so divisive now. I noticed that although we all have our own opinions on what's happening, whether it's someone says my opinion is to support Black Lives Matter, specifically with police brutality issues, another person would say, well, I choose to support All Lives Matter. Some people say I can respect the kneeling during the national anthem. Some people say, no, that's disrespectful to the military. So we're talking about very divisive issues. And here we are as Christians who are given a ministry of reconciliation. We are given the Great Commission to make disciples. We are given the gospel to basically share the forgiveness of sins and the receiving of eternal life through Jesus. And we can easily get caught in these issues where the gospel becomes hindered. The vision becomes from these issues causes the person not to hear the true message. And all of a sudden you have people starting to despise other people. And so we have to be able to recognize that and choose our battles wisely. Although, like I said, you can have an opinion on those matters and even feel strongly about them. At some point you have to recognize, is it worth me getting in this fight? Or should I sit back, pray, be vigilant, and watch? And when the opportunity comes, share the love of Christ when the dust settles.
Yes, amen, bro. That's a great point. And, you know, to chime in here, Brother Frank, you know, the church began in Acts 2, the birth of the church at Pentecost, with God had assembled intentionally men from every part of the known world in Jerusalem to worship God and to be a part of the birth of the New Testament church. Notice, okay, they came, he names all the countries they came from, okay, and then in Acts 2, and then in Revelation 5:9 and another place 14:6, we see that in heaven there's going to be people from every nation, kindred, and tongue, praise God. So God's body is made up of people from all over the world. And to your point, Frank, we must keep ourselves in the love of God. The book of Jude, verse 21 says, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the revealing of Jesus Christ. Let me read it exactly. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, unto eternal life. And so we must walk in God's love no matter what and keep things in the spirit, not the flesh. In fact, right down in Matthew 24 from where we read that nation would rise against nation, Jesus foretold that the love of many is going to wax cold. Brother Frank, would that be to the point of people walking in the flesh instead of the spirit? Walking in hatred instead of love, people who once walked with God?
Absolutely. You know, to even add a little bit to that, it says, because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. And if you pay attention to the news today, in social media, anything, you're going to hear the word lawlessness over and over and over again. The prophetic is being revealed to us as we speak. What we're seeing is a spirit of lawlessness let loose. And because lawlessness abounds, it says the love will grow cold. And of course, if you are not aware of what's going on in the spirit realm, if you are walking using your carnal mind and walking towards the flesh, you will be caught up with those spirits just like the world will. Whether you're a Christian or not, the Bible says to test every spirit to know if it's from God or not. So you really got to check your emotions. You got to check how you're feeling. You can feel the spirit come over. You can feel spirits of frustration, of anger, of rage, of fear, and even violence. You see people getting caught up in it. You can see a peaceful protest when they send, like, these George Soros paid Antifa members will go into the midst of a peaceful protest. And the spirit that they bring in there, when they start breaking the windows and lighting fires, is like it becomes rampant. Mm-hmm. If you're not aware of what's going on, you can get caught up in that same mode. But we can do that as Christians as well, as we can start to feel the rage, the anger, the frustration. And like I said, you can start to get in conversations and pick sides of things that God is not even involved in. He's not even involved in it. And here we are dividing ourselves from people instead of picking up our cross, denying, you know, our opinion for the furtherance of the gospel. And I think that's kind of what the main focus of what we wanted to talk about today was, is what should we be doing? And it's so interesting because God is raising up people in these instances to fulfill parts of his body. And he might have you doing something, Todd, slightly different than what I'm doing, but he's raising people up to counteract things we're doing.
Yes.
So you really got to check yourself to see yes. if you're stepping out of line, if you're trying to become the foot when God has you trying to be the hand. I've seen many Christian black women, brothers and sisters, very well-spoken, very articulate, very smart, raising up with a message that I'm just sitting back listening and enjoying, and I'm thinking to myself, I don't need to be doing that. I know God has me doing something specific.
Right, right.
I don't have to fight every battle, and I think that's what some of us try to do is, like, every battle in front
of us.
And
that's a fleshly battle.
We've got to throw our sword in.
Yeah, and that's the fleshly battle right there. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places there in Ephesians 6:12, and then 2 Corinthians chapter 10. We'll get to that in a minute, Frank. I know we talked about that earlier in the week. We've got just a few minutes left. This is a quick program. It's going to be a good one, though. I think it's going to help a lot of people. And, you know, before we leave Matthew 24, Brother Frank, notice that many false prophets shall arise, and part of those will be liberation theology type preaching to turn races against each other. Iniquity is going to abound. The love of many shall wax cold. When our love for God is where it needs to be, when we're keeping ourselves in the love of God, saints, we are not fighting a fleshly war, and we are walking in God's love. There's no such thing as walking in the Spirit and not walking in God's love. And then notice it says, he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And I believe that includes enduring in the Great Commission, which Jesus gave just a few chapters after this in Matthew 24. We are to teach all men the word of God, amen, and baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And also notice verse 14, in this gospel, speaking of what we are to be doing in this hour, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. So that's what the body of Christ is to be busy about, the Father's business. And that the Father's business is the great commission that he gave us. 2 Timothy 2 tells us that we're to commit the gospel to faithful men, and we're to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And then notice verse 4, 2 Timothy 2, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, so that he may please him that had chosen him, Brother Frank. That's strong right there.
Yeah, I mean, to finish off with that.
90 seconds, brother. Go for it.
Enlisted as a good soldier of Christ, one that is enlisted wants to please the one who enlisted him and does not entangle himself in the affairs of this world. And so that we must rely on the element of discernment, correct? We have to know what are the affairs of the world versus what are the affairs of God. And we have to have our minds focused on that. That's why it's so important to be walking in the Spirit. We have that ministry of reconciliation, and that's what we need to be focused on, reconciling each individual, each person back to the Father, just as Christ first did with us. We are his ambassadors, as if Christ pleased through us. We need to view ourselves as answers to prayer. There's people praying right now for help, and you can be one of those people that God uses to actually answer that prayer. So keeping that mind and that spirit correct, keeping in tune with him, and using discernment and testing every spirit to know the difference between if it is just an affair of this world and get out of it and be, like you said, be aware and focused on the business of our Father.
Amen. Say a quick prayer before we close, Brother Frank, please, sir.
All right, dear Heavenly Father, I just pray that you bless us with wisdom, knowledge, understanding, spirit of discernment. Help us test the spirits, Father. Help us walk in the spirit and use the mind of Christ that you've given us, that we may be able to reconcile your children back to you. In your beautiful name, Yeshua. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Brother Frank.